I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Today is International Beer Day. It is described as a global celebration of what you get when you mix water, grain, hops, and yeast, and the brewer's favorite ingredient, love. Joining us on the live line is someone who knows a good beer when he tastes one, David Sabbath, host of the web series Generation Hops. First of all, David, congratulations on your official selection to the ICU Awards Film Festival.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thanks for having me here. I appreciate it.
So I hear that you have traveled the country visiting craft breweries. Tell us about your experiences.
Well, really, the pilot is just finished. I was in talks with BrewDog Television about making it into a series, and I was supposed to, in April, go to the Craft Beer Festival and meet with a bunch of people. And obviously, that got put on hold because of COVID. But, you know, I've been in every state filming. I usually do commercials and documentaries and music videos. And while I'm there, I've always, you know, hit a brewery at night, burger and a beer, right? And I decided that I would do my own beer show. But it's not just about beer. It's also about culture and community because, I mean, honestly, every brewery supports the community it's in. And it's a reflection of that community. And so that's kind of how the series started.
Okay, so I have to ask you, what breweries have you visited in Michigan and what did you like about them?
Well, I haven't been to anywhere in Detroit yet, but I was filming a video up in the lower upper P, I think that's what you call it, and I had the chance to stop in the Petoskey Brewery. It's in I think it's like in an old factory, but I remember they had a IPA called, I think it was called Mind's Eye, and I remember just the whole atmosphere, and you know, Petoskey's a great little town, so that was really nice. And I also went to the Sheboygan Brewery Company, and that was fun, and they had great beer. So yeah, so those are the only two. But I will tell you this: the series is mapped out in the first season, and one of the first areas in the first season I will go to is I want to do a whole thing on the upper, lower P, if that's what you call it, because there's a bunch of, it's spotted with about 15, 16 breweries, but it's just such a beautiful area, and there's a lot of, you know, great little stories up there.
Okay, so why do you think craft beer is so popular?
I think it has to do with the community, you know, and I think it also has to do with just ownership. So if you live in, you know, Detroit, you want to support your local breweries, and it really is a local thing, and they really do embrace the community where they're located, and I just think that goes a long way. And plus, you know, I mean, if you ever had a really good craft beer, it's a really good beer.
Okay, so you mentioned that, so tell me, what is a good craft beer?
Cold. you know, all the breweries are pretty terrific, and everyone has their own, you know, taste. You know, and times change, tastes change, but you know, these brewmasters now they go to college to study how to make beer, and they go to conferences, and they're always experimenting, and they're always trying new things, and you know, they're not going to put anything out unless if the beer is terrific, because it's really turned into a competitive business. You know, I mean, they're everywhere now. Just breweries are popping up everywhere, and it's great.
Okay, so your web series Generation Hops will be featured as part of the ICU Awards Film Festival. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, as I mentioned, it's just not about beer. It's about culture and community. And we are planning the first season, but I'm not going to do anything until, you know, obviously COVID's over, because you really can't wrap your arms around a community unless if you can really, truly, literally wrap your arms around a community. But the first season, I think we're looking at the coast of Maine and looking at the upper lower P and San Diego and Portland and just some of the unique areas, not only unique in beer, but unique in culture. So, and, you know, the whole idea of a beer series is not just beer. It's like everyone, you know, pours out their soul over a cold beer or a great glass of wine. And that's kind of like the principle behind it.
Okay, thank you so much. It has been a pleasure to talk to you again. We have been speaking to David Sabbath, host of the web series Generation Hops. The ICU Award Film Festival runs from Thursday, August 20th through the 27th. All of the movies will be streaming online. You can find more information and tickets by visiting icuawards.com.